咁今日好高兴有我哋嘅宣道会嘅主席啦 ，Andrew Marshall 嚟同我哋当中系为我哋分享正道嘅。咁佢题目咧系基督超越一切。咁喺佢未正道之前咧，咁我系会读出今日嘅经文，系希伯来书一章一至四节嘅。古时候神藉着众先知多次多方向列祖说话，末世藉着他儿子向我们说话，又立他为承受万有的，又藉着他创造宇宙。他是神荣耀的光辉，是神本体的真像，谁用他大能的命令托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。他所承受的名比天使的名更尊贵，所以他远比天使崇高。好，咁我将讲台系交俾 Andrew Marshall 同 Stephen 做翻译嘅。
Good morning, everybody, and a very early Merry Christmas.
大家圣诞节快乐。
I hope that you have your Christmas plans in place and some great celebrations to look forward to.
相信大家已经是为你的圣诞节做了准备了，有很多人来庆祝的项目。
I have two major celebrations to get excited about.
牧师呢就有两个很开心的节目预备了。
One is for my Auckland-based family here.
其中一个呢就是他在 Auckland 的家人。
And then next Sunday we're travelling to Hastings for my wife's family celebrations.
咁跟住下個星期咧，佢就會係去到佢太太啦，喺北島嘅中部咧Hastings 嘅地方，當中係有同家人嘅聚會。
And I have two girls, and they're both married, and so navigating our way around family Christmases is quite complicated.
咁牧師你有兩個女兒啦，咁全部都已經結咗婚啦，有佢自己嘅家庭，咁所以咧就佢。
But I love this wonderful season of Christmas, and I love it as we get to celebrate the birth of our Saviour and our Lord together. But I know that this wonderful season of Christmas is not always that wonderful for everyone. Christmas can bring a lot of pressure into our lives. There's the work pressures to get everything finished before the Great New Zealand shutdown. There's the financial pressures of gift giving.
甚至乎喺經濟上咧，因為我哋可能要預備好多禮物啊，嚟到贈送嘅時候，對我哋有所構成啲壓力。
There's all the special food that needs to be prepared。
中意煮食嘅，亦都可能好大壓力啦，可以煮好多好多嘅嘢，亦都係大件事。
There's all the extra functions to attend。
跟住有好多唔同嘅節目啊、派對啊等等嚟嘅去參與。
And there's the extra time with family members, which isn't always that easy.
咁亦都係有一個嘅期盼咧，就係同屋企人咧係更加多相處嘅時間，咁唔代表一定係好嘅喎。
And for some people, it's a sad time as well.
對一啲嘅人嚟講，可能聖誕節都係一個係比較係好開心嘅一段時間。
Some people are separated from family and friends.
可能有啲係同親人或者同朋友係分隔咗嘅。
Some people are grieving over loved ones who have passed away. And for many, the joy and celebration of others is a reminder of the sadness and the loneliness that maybe they feel. For those of us who are Christians, we know that Jesus is the reason for the season.
As a Christian, we know that Jesus is the reason for the season.
But we're not immune from the challenges that Christmas brings. And so we need to be reminded and encouraged to keep Jesus central in all things, all year round, but ironically, especially at Christmas. And that's really my goal this morning. In the midst of the busyness, in the midst of the stress, I just want to make sure that we're lifting up Jesus as our main focus in this season. I want to declare that Jesus is all that we need at Christmas. He is the ultimate gift that keeps on giving. And all the special things that we do at Christmas are only helpful if they elevate Jesus in our lives. Now for parents and grandparents here today, our challenge is to make sure that Jesus and not Father Christmas is the hero of the story. It's easy for our children to be more interested in the gifts than the giver of the gifts. We need to make sure that our children and our grandchildren know that Jesus is the hero of the Christmas story. And that his story doesn't get overcrowded by all the other things we do at Christmas. For each one of us, we have an opportunity to use Christmas as a time to step away from the superficial things and step into the profound nature of the Incarnation. The season is an opportunity to gain a deeper understanding of who Jesus is. And to see that he is better by far than anything else or anyone else that is on offer. The writer of the book of Hebrews that we've just heard from has given us a great gift to help us with this. And if you have your Bibles, I would encourage you to open them at Hebrews chapter 1. This is what one writer said about the book of Hebrews. He said that Hebrews is a masterful document written to Jews who are evaluating Jesus, I should say, or struggling with this new faith. The message of Hebrews is that Jesus is better. Christianity is superior. Christ is supreme and completely sufficient for salvation. And so as the writer to the Hebrews writes to the church, he is elevating Jesus and saying Jesus is better.
So
Jesus is greater than all the prophets that have come before him. Jesus is greater than the angels. Jesus is greater than Moses. Jesus is better. And in these first four verses that we heard read earlier, there are several things that we read about who Jesus is. In just four verses, we see that Jesus is God's Son. Jesus speaks for the Father. Jesus is God, the exact representation of God. Jesus is the co-creator of the universe. Jesus sustains all things that have been created. Jesus is the Savior of the world. Jesus is superior to all things. Jesus is better than anyone or anything that competes for our attention. And throughout the book of Hebrews, the writer keeps saying, Jesus is better. Jesus is not just a baby in a manger, but he is God in the flesh. He's not just the suffering servant of Isaiah 53. He's the triumphant king of Revelation 19, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. The Christmas decorations and the gift giving and the food and family celebrations are all good things, but they all fall so far short of communicating the awesome power and the sacrificial love of God. This is a story that we need to know in our hearts so that it will be the story that dominates our Christmas celebrations. Just like the shepherds and the wise men, this is a story that draws us primarily to worship. And this is a story that needs to change us, just like it changed those who witnessed the first Christmas. The Jesus of Christmas is superior. He is better. He is the Son of God, born in Bethlehem to a teenage girl called Mary. As the first Christmas story unfolds, we're confronted by miracle after miracle, ancient prophecies fulfilled over and over again. But the greatest and most mysterious is, how could God become a baby? How could the creator of the universe take on human flesh? And as we marvel at the mystery of this, as we consider how this could be possible, We mustn't lose sight of the why that it was necessary. Why did Jesus come? And the why is in his name. You can see this passage in Matthew, very familiar if you've been around the church for Christmases in the past. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus literally means Yahweh saves. Jesus means God saves. So every time we say the word Jesus in whatever language that we say it in, we are reminded that Jesus came as a Savior, as your Savior, as my Savior, because we are lost in sin without Him. The Bible is clear that we are all born into sin. It's in our spiritual DNA. That sin overpowers us. That sin causes us to act in ways that dishonor God and hurt other people. And that sin separates us from a holy God. And that separation lasts for eternity unless we invite Jesus into our lives. There is nothing that you and I can do about sin. But God can. And God has. And Christmas reminds us why God came to the earth. In Galatians 4, it says these words, "But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship." God had it all planned out. The first Christmas that we remember and celebrate was the start of God's rescue plan for everyone on earth. Jesus came to rescue us from the power and the penalty of sin. Every time we say his name, we remember that that's why he came. Jesus is the Yahweh, the God who saves. Jesus is better. Jesus is superior. No one else can do what Jesus does. In Acts it says these words, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to humanity by which we must be saved."
"除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
The Christ of Christmas is the Savior of the world. Friends, we need to be careful that this message doesn't get lost under our celebrations. We need to guard even about the hardening of our hearts, which sometimes comes because we are so familiar with this season and often under so much pressure during it. We need to guard against the apathy and the cynicism about Christmas. We need to recapture the wonder and the beauty and the joy of this season. We need to recapture the mystery and the majesty of Christmas. These things are not wrapped up in the celebrations, but they are centered in who Jesus is. And in the midst of a season of gift giving, we need to follow the example of the first gift givers and come and worship. My friends, we worship the one who is better. We worship the one who is greater. This Jesus offers grace and forgiveness to us all this Christmas. He offers hope to the hopeless. Joy to the grieving. He offers love and life to the lonely and the desperate. And he offers all of these things to all of us who will receive him. And so, my friends, let's invite Jesus into the center of our celebrations this year to take his rightful place. Let's worship him above all else. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this incredible season of Christmas. We thank you, Father, that you chose to send your Son at just the right time. Lord, we thank you for the name Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are the God who saves. And so, Lord, this morning we thank you for your grace and your forgiveness. And Lord, we recognize that at this time of year there are many stresses, much busyness in our lives. Lord, we ask you to bring clarity to our minds and our hearts. Lord, we ask to recapture some of the simplicity of the first Christmas. that Jesus, the God who became a man, would be the center of our celebrations. Lord, help all the other parts of our time with family and friends point to you, Jesus. And we ask these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.